It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, okay. Eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day, and they say, you know, you should eat breakfast like a king and lunch like a queen and dinner like a pauper. But if you really are in a hurry, people skip breakfast, they grab something crappy. You know, I know that my kids have always tried to get us to let them have Pop-Tarts, but breakfast can be so important for not only your weight loss, but for your energy level and keeping your metabolism up all day long. My guest is Dr. Chris Moore. He is a registered dietitian and an exercise physiologist. Welcome to the show. Dr. Moore, let's talk a little bit about breakfast and nutrition. What are some of your favorite breakfast foods?
Absolutely. I have a few, actually. And a couple, the one, few, first two that come to mind are Greek yogurt and fruit and eggs. Have you ever had Greek yogurt?
I certainly have. I've had it in Greece and I've had it here, but it is, you're right on. I'm an exercise physiologist too, Dr. Moore. And
awesome.
I'll tell you that Greek yogurt and eggs going together are my children. That's what I give them every morning with a little fresh fruit on top.
Yeah, it's great. And that's exactly, it's funny, the same thing here, both of those. And the reason I like it, well, several reasons, is one, that they're high in protein. And protein, you know, first of all, we know breakfast is super important, but of course the choices you make are crucial as well. And protein in particular, lots of cool studies coming out showing when you eat protein at breakfast, it may help decrease the calories you eat later on in the day. And two studies come to mind. One gave people either eggs for breakfast, you know, the whole eggs, or an equal calorie bagel. And what they found was those eating the eggs actually ate about 400 calories less at the next meal, which at the end of 12 weeks translated to an extra several pounds they lost. So that's one study. Number two, another one showed that giving protein at breakfast, and it was about 30 grams total, not just decreased calories at the next meal, but also decreased the calories in the evening by about 200, which is amazing to me that something that you eat, you know, 8 or 10 hours earlier in the day can still cause that decrease in calories. That's pretty crazy.
Well, it certainly is, and I also like to add in a good dose of fiber because I find that in the morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you're starting to get a little, you know, loopy, a little tired, and that fiber kind of helps hold you pretty hard until lunch. And they've got some new good cereals on the market, too, even, that are fiber and protein together, you know, like Total and some things like that.
Right. Well, you know, that's what you could do is, you know, when we think about fiber, and that's the same as me. I build my meals protein, fiber, vegetables, which of course have fiber. So you can make some eggs with some vegetables in there to boost that fiber, or of course a side of fruit. The Greek yogurt with fruit, or like you said, some cereal, you can almost make your own yogurt parfait. But again, it gives you that fiber, gives you that crunch, so that the flavor is there as well. Layered in with some yogurt. That's what I made. We have two daughters, a 4-year-old and an 18-month-old. And this morning, I told them I was making a treat, and I did make a little parfait, so I layered, and I made it as fun as red, white, and blue. So we had the Greek yogurt, raspberries, more yogurt, blueberries, more yogurt, and then a little granola on top. And again, they thought it was fun, so they ate it. And again, the benefits there are really endless.
It certainly is. And, you know, my kids are 10 and 13, and because I was feeding them the way that you are feeding your younger children now, as a result, now my kids really only want to eat healthy. They want to have all these things for breakfast, and they will eat anything. We can take them anywhere in the world, and they will eat the food available for that. Now, what do you think about, you know, there's a big smoothie craze and juicing and that sort of thing. I use Greek yogurt and almond milk and frozen fruit, you know, that I've saved when it starts getting soft. Then the kids don't like the fruit. So you stick it in the freezer and it makes a great smoothie with almond milk and Greek yogurt. What do you think about this sort of smoothie craze?
Right. Well, it depends. And it's funny that you bring that up because I was just talking to my dad yesterday who makes, you know, if my mom's not around, he's a smoothie guy because that's, you know, otherwise she cooks. And she happened to be out of town like all day yesterday, outside the home all day yesterday. And literally told me he had three smoothies yesterday. That was like his go-to option. And it depends what you put in the smoothie. So my dad, who has weighed 200 pounds since I can ever remember and won't gain a pound, he loads it up with so much fruit, which, again, could be a good thing, but there's so much. and he just loads up with tons and tons and tons of calories, even though they're quality calories, I'd like to see a little bit more of a balance. So I just had one myself. I put some protein powder in there. I used some almond milk. I put a handful of pecans. I put some blueberries, a little coconut, and that was a little bit more balanced to me, and a scoop of protein powder. So again, it's great for the quick and convenient option. You don't have to cook it, obviously. You can get a great source of calories and a quality source of calories. The thing you have to be very cautious about, like with my dad, is those calories add up extremely quickly. So just watch what you put in it, and then also make sure you're making your smell self versus the, you know, the Smoothie Kings and the Jamba Juices and all those other places that, I mean, some of them literally have 110, 120 grams of sugar in them.
Sure, and you don't always know what's in some of the mixes that they put in. I love that you use coconut. What a bad rap that has gotten, but it's really quite so good for you. Now, what about sort of belly slimming? People are always like, I want to get the belly fat off, and we know, you and I both know, there is no, you know, you cannot spot trim and spot reduce. However, certain foods go toward your belly and certain foods don't.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. There are certain foods, like you said, you can't spot reduce, but there are certain foods that are certainly lend themselves well, even though that's not a good thing, but lend themselves well to that belly fat gain. So you want to be cautious. The foods we just talked about, if most of your meals can be built around protein, fiber, and healthy fats, of course, when I say fiber, that means fruits and vegetables, beans, things like that, you'll be much, much better off. But because a lot of other foods can add up way too quickly to that belly. Like I said, even those healthy foods, they can add up as well. Like I gave the example with my dad and his smoothie of, you know, 17 different fruits probably in there. So you have to be cautious about portions, but you certainly have to make sure you're eating great choices as well.
Do you have a favorite way to cook eggs, or do you like ghee or butter to cook them in?
Yeah, I do. I do them in butter. I've actually tried a coconut oil spray. I know you mentioned you like coconut, and the company just sent me some just 100% pure coconut. It's a spray, kind of like a Pam or one of those. So I've tried that as well, but usually just a little bit of butter to make it, doesn't stick, and also gives it a nice little flavor, to be honest.
Is there any difference between scrambled or fried, you know, I mean, an egg that's like runny yolk?
No, honestly not. It would go with what you prefer. Even hard-boiled eggs is another great option, especially for quick, easy snack of you know, decent size, source of protein. So your prep, the key is that you're including the yolk in whatever it is.
And if you're making omelets, add some as many vegetables as you can probably get in there, and maybe a little low-fat cheese to round it off. Or even Greek yogurt on top of it.
Yeah, there you go. It's like, and for those who aren't familiar, the plain Greek yogurt in particular tastes like sour cream, essentially. So it has that tangy flavor. Obviously, they have flavored options well, but the plain Greek yogurt has that sour cream flavor. So it is great on potatoes. It's great where you would use sour cream, or like you said, a little dollop on top of an omelet, a little smoked salmon. You got some bunch of veggies in there. Easy speezy.
In about 15 seconds, where do you stand on bread products with that? Like, you know, a high-fiber bread, a multigrain bread, or should we just blow off the bread?
I wouldn't necessarily blow off the bread. I think people do eat too much. I think it's the portions that are the big issue. So definitely go with a whole grain option or like a sprouted grain option. I certainly, like I said, it's an easy go-to food, so people do eat too much of it. Make sure you're exercising to earn those carbohydrates.
15 more seconds. Wrap it up for us with breakfast.
Yep, absolutely. The most important meal of the day. Make sure you're eating something. Make sure it's a high quality, including some protein and fiber in there. Fill you up, not fill you out.
Hey, fill you up, not fill you out. That's a great little mantra to think about. Greek yogurt, it's got a bit of a sour taste. It's so delicious. You can make smoothies with it and little almond milk. You can have an egg. Protein is so important to have in the morning. Kind of gets you going, keeps you feeling more satisfied throughout the day. Getting your fiber in the form of vegetables, some fruits, not too high in sugar, but some fruits, plenty of vegetables, maybe some real good multi-grain or sprouted grain bread, and you have a rocking breakfast. So don't skip that meal. It's so important. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and scroll around and learn something with us. Stay well.